think me and Rocky doubled there, did we?
I don't know if you did. I only heard Rocky. Anyway, good morning, John. How you doing?
Not bad. Self?
I'm curious, that old computer of yours, have you ever changed the power supply?
No, negative. I was surprised. That's what I thought was wrong with it. One of the boards came loose from the socket. I thought it was the power supply, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Mine's pretty old. It's not that old, but it's pretty old, and you know, I get worried about upgrading it because I'm wondering if I'll, you know, put a bunch of money into it, and then the power supply will crap out on me. I don't know how hard those are to change, but the only thing I've really done to mine since I've had it is upgrade the memory, which helped considerably. But I'd like to do a format on mine, put in a new operating system, you know, start all over again, clean out the hard drive, get rid of any kind of viruses I might have, and start with a brand new computer. But I'm afraid I'll put all that energy into it, and then the next thing I know, the hard drive will crap out.
Yeah, well, that's the risk you take. Yeah, like I spent the whole day doing this one. So I got like 4 megabytes of RAM. It needs to be upgraded. Oh, more than that. I forgot what it is. Well, anyway, it's still running good, but I haven't used it for a long time. It's been lying around, but it was all messed up. But I formatted it 2 times. It's running up real good. There's plenty of space, and there's no bad sectors that I know, nothing.
Yeah, that's because they can be problematic at times and certainly be aggravating, to say the least. Yeah, when I upgraded my RAM, I opened up the computer to put the new chips in, and I never saw so much dust. I had never vacuumed out the inside of the computer, and it was pretty loaded. I was a little shocked that it never caught on fire. I leave my computer on almost 24/7.
And 2RCP. Let's see, with N1LU, I think I got your call sign correct there. Yeah, I got to look. That's another thing I got to clean out the dust. It's got some dust in there. And I think I got some RAM memory sticks lying around, some old ones that might fit in there, so I have to check that out.
Yeah, that's one of the easiest things to do to beef up your computer a little bit is add more memory. And then it seems to work a little bit faster. Do you run any kind of virus software?
Nah, I didn't install any yet. It's not on the internet. It's a little 8665C Pentium 3.
What'd you say? You don't use it on the internet?
No, it's not hooked up to the internet. So I haven't put the virus on it yet.
Oh, okay. Do you plan on hooking it up to the internet?
No, probably not. Just use it to fool around with. Plus, I got an old SanDisk caller ID. You still live on Richards Avenue?
No, I haven't lived on Richards Avenue in, Jesus, I don't know, 10, 12 years, somewhere around there. Where'd you find that address?
Oh, it's on my, I'm supposed to be here, on my old Sam's lookup call sign, like this. Yeah, you were licensed back in June 16th, 1992.
Yeah, somewhere around there. What is that, a paperback? What is that, a paper call book?
No, it's a disc. CD disc.
Oh, okay. Yeah, geez, that's real old. Yeah, that's where I first got licensed, was in Norwalk. And I was living in Richards Avenue condo with my wife.
Unit 4. Unit C4.
Said C4. We go by there once in a while just for a little nostalgia. But once my son was born, we realized we had to get out of there and find a house, so we started looking. This is actually my second house since I've lived there. Yeah, what am I saying, 10 years? That's right. It's been even longer than that. I've been in this house about 10 or 11 years. I was in the other house for about 7, so that's quite a while ago.
Yeah. Oh, this CD was, 1991-94.
So you don't have any computer in your house that's on the internet?
Nah. Not anymore.
Oh, okay. That's too bad. You don't know what you're missing. The whole world out there. I spend probably 90% of my time on the internet. And very little time just on the computer itself. Most of my time is done, either checking my email or doing something that has to do with the internet. But there's a lot of information out there.
Yeah, the last time I was on there, it was when I put my whoosh on.
Okay, very good. Let me pass it back to Rocky. KD2POR, N1LU Mobile.
Yeah, very good. There's a DR605 on eBay if you're interested, Charlie.
No, not right now, unfortunately. I'll be selling some stuff pretty soon. I'm going to get some money together as usual. But, I'd be interested just to see what it goes for. Is it a Q?
He says it's got the tones in it, so it's probably just got the N code and not the optional board for the Q that decodes. Because they did come with the code, just it was the optional board for both.
Oh, okay, so that's what the Q is. Nice radio. I like mine. I wouldn't mind owning a dozen of them.
I don't know what it finally went for, but yesterday it must have sold. There was a DR600T, and these guys had this thing bid up to over $250. I couldn't see it. I'd rather just add the $50 than ever and get a 635.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Maybe somebody had owned one once before, and they liked it a lot, and they wanted the radio. So they were willing to pay a little bit more. That's the thing about eBay. You know, when you're bidding against somebody, it's just a matter of how badly that guy wants it. Is he willing, does he have the money, and is he willing to spend a little bit more than the radio is really worth to win it?
And that's probably, you're probably right there. No, I just didn't understand a Linko. This one, you know, as new as it was, a 600 can't be that old. It could be old, but this one didn't even have a duplexer built in. It actually had three pigtails coming off the back of it, one for 2 meter, one for 440, and one for an 800 or 900 something receive. I was kind of surprised that new of a radio didn't have the duplexer in it.
Yeah, maybe they were trying to keep the price down. You got a pencil?
Grab one, hold on.
Alright, there's a site called RigPix, R-I-G-P-I-X, it might be two X's, but put in RigPix, R-I-G-P-I-X, save that site, you know, bookmark that. That's a site where you can look up a lot of different rigs. It'll give you the picture of it and specs on it. Sometimes it'll give you the year it was manufactured. always nice to have that. I often look through it just to see what different radios look like. Sometimes a guy will advertise a radio he's selling but not put a picture up, and it's an older radio. So I go to Rick Picks and check it out. But it's a nice site to have. RIGPIX, Rick Picks.
Very good. I'll punch it in. JD2VOR. Over to you, John.
Okay. Thank you there, Rocky. Yeah, I'm tired. I was up all night doing this formatting, cleaning this computer and whatnot. pain in the butt. I had nothing else to do anyway. Well, at least in front of me, got something, you know, like just stand by it. Fool around with play games on it, whatnot.
Very good. I'm trying to find this site. Just pick it up with Charlie. I'm going to try and find the site he's talking about.
Yeah, Charlie, M1LU. We're on the site.
John, you got to get a little closer to the mic. Don't forget, I'm mobile. I got road noise that I'm dealing with. And you're very soft-spoken as it is. Just give me a little bit more audio.
Okay, very good. This should be a lot better.
Unfortunately, when you get too close, you start to pop your P's and stuff. So just, you know, don't get too close. But, yeah, bring it a little closer and maybe crank up the audio a little bit. I don't know, are there people in your house sleeping that you're trying not to wake up?
Yeah, up, you know, second floor and the first floor, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, that makes it tough. I'm lucky I've got my shack in the basement, so nobody hears me down there. Although, even in the morning, I do tend to talk a little softer, but I still have a pretty bassy voice. So it seems to get through, even when I do lower the volume a little bit. But like I said, I'm not too concerned when I'm in the basement. You know, I'll get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, go down there with a cup of coffee and play ham radio, and, you know, my wife doesn't even know I'm gone.
Yeah, very good. Well, I guess my voice is probably in between. Not too bassy, not too... pitch and high voice, I guess it's in the middle.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever worked you during the day when you're not concerned with people sleeping. I'd like to hear how you sound at a normal voice level.
Yeah, and better on my outside antenna too.
AB2, TIA.
KB2TIA and 1LU. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Charlie. I was listening earlier, and then I got distracted with a station in Australia, and I just got my first Australia, so I'm happy as can be. I heard Jim on the band also. He was there, but the guy couldn't copy him. But I'm so happy I got my first Australia, so it's a fine day over here. I feel like I should go out to 7-Eleven and buy some beer.
Foster's. You gotta get a big can of Foster's.
Yeah, my friend used to drink them, the oil cans, we used to call them. But I don't want to bust up your CUSO, but I heard you in there, and I know you don't have too much more time. And I wanted to say good morning and hello before you go inside.
K2MIJ. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Charlie. Quick, Steve, I screwed up. I wasn't tuned for 20. That's why I had to drop out. That's all right. I got my, I work PK3MO again, Charlie. 12-minute QSO with Ian again. So both of us are stoked. Congratulations, Steve. I was there. I heard it. It was excellent.
I'm very happy, and he gave me a 5.8. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll be running a shortened version of tonight's tape on the website. All right, you guys pick it back up. Good morning, Charlie, and whoever else is out there. Hey, Jim, before you go, I wanted to pick your brain a little bit. You do most of your stuff on 20? Well, Charlie, I've been operating mostly the last couple of weeks on 20, only because the other bands have been basically dead. My big band has been 15. Ever since we had the solar activity, 15 basically has been sitting in the dumper. So I basically have been concentrating on 20 now.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I very rarely hear anything on 15. 12 once in a while, but it's far and few between on 15. I do like 20 a lot. I like 20 because there's activity there day and night.
Yeah, that's right. 20 is usually a go-to band at any time of day or night. Mainly early morning hours, say from 10 p.m. Till the wee hours, of the morning here. 15 was hot for a good while, probably, I'd say a month or so ago. And then once we had the solar flares, 15 just dropped like a stone. Now it's dead most of the time. I've worked most of my stations on 15. 15 was hot for quite a while.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to come up with an idea for an antenna for to see if I can work you. You're pretty close, so I think you're too far away for ground wave and too close for skip. Kind of like Steve's situation. I'm thinking of a NVIS antenna, but I don't know what band. I was thinking of one for 20. Put an antenna close to the ground for 20, and maybe you and I could work each other.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yesterday 20 was good for short and long skip. I worked a Belgian station, and after I had finished with him, he was working a guy in Rochester, New York, and that guy was like 20 over, and he was telling the Belgian station that he heard me fine. I was 5'9 plus into Rochester. So 20 is a funny kind of band. Sometimes the short skip is there along with the very long skip, and other times it's just completely long. So I don't know how we would do on ground wave on 20. I guess 10 would be a possibility. Definitely 40. I know we've worked on 40. As far as the lower bands, I would think 10 would probably be the best.
Yeah, what do you have for 10? A delta loop also?
Yeah, I have the delta, and I have I have this indoor dipole that I've been using. I haven't worked too much on 10. 10 has been dead. I think I've only worked one or two stations on 10. Ground wave, we might be able to do it. I'm not sure. 10 is funny that way also. Sometimes if it's open a little bit, you can get some good ground wave conditions. If it goes slightly long, I have trouble here in regional stations on 10.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll have to try this again and see which bands work for us. I can either do wire horizontal on 10, or I can do my Antron 99. Let's go, lady. Green is green means go. But we'll try to work something out to you, see what I can hear you on. KB2 TIA N1LU.
Sorry, I was busy waking up the neighbors telling them about Australia. It's one of my holy grails. It's one of the goals I had set once I became a general. Japan, Australia, and I had a list of like 5 of them. And so I got 2 out of 5 so far.
Did you get the confirmation for Japan yet?
Yes, I did. That's one of the things I think Jim might be kicking himself. He should have
sent it the same as I did. And it came fast, too. He sent it real quick.
I'm surprised you didn't post it on Facebook.
He did.
Oh, I didn't see it. I'll have to look again.
Don't bother that, Steve. I probably should have dropped him once. Oh, well. Oh, well. This, too, shall pass. I will work him QRP. That's my goal. I was in there, Steve. I was hoping, man, when I heard him say the K station, KB station, I said, yeah, he's got him.
You know, what happened the first time was he was talking with a guy named Richard. I don't know what the call sign was, but that guy faded completely out, and the last thing he had said is, all right, you know, take it easy, goodbye, whatever. And then I threw my call out, and he came back to me and said, just stand by. So I was standing by, and then he calls QRZ. So then it was a pile-up, and I got through the second time on the pile-up, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. I heard him. I was hoping for you. That's cool, man. We both worked Australia tonight. I just could not believe I worked Ian again. I mean, and Joe, it was so cool. Joe was there. Joe heard the whole cue, so that was pretty awesome. I thought that was a kick. I'll tell you what, that guy has got some signal. Once again, tonight he was 20 over. Solid 20 over. He never wavered one bit. That guy has got some incredible antennas. I don't know if you saw. I had asked him about the rhombics. I asked him how much acreage he has. He has 18 acres, and the rhombics take up most of the 18 acres.
Just like the league had in the early days, Jim. It's in that book you loaned me today. I've been reading some of that stuff, and I think I want to do the, what was it now? The 40 and 15 combination. I'm thinking about building that.
Okay, there you go, man. You know, that's what I tell you, man. Experiment. Have fun. Throw them up there and see what you can do.
Okay, Charlie, I'm sorry we interrupted your cue, so I don't even know who you were talking to. My apologies. I'm just ecstatic here. KB2TIA, over to you, Charlie.
Yeah, no problem. I understand. That's how I was with New Zealand. I still have yet to get a confirmation for Australia. I think I might have worked in Australian station once, but wasn't into QSLing back then. So now I'm looking to get a confirmation. I mailed out my QSL card to the guy in Australia a couple days ago, so I imagine I'll see something back in a couple of weeks. But yeah, it is, when you get something like that, I mean, that was over 8,000 miles. That's quite a haul for RF. But yeah, no, I can understand your excitement. Yeah, John's out there, RCP, and Rocky. Let me pass it over to John. John, I forgot your prefix. What is it, KC2RCP? This is N1LU Mobile.
No, Charlie, it's November 2, N2. And how you doing, Steve? I think we only spoke once or twice.
Okay, my apologies, but my mind is scattered all over the place these days. So I didn't recognize the call, but it's nice to meet you over again, even if it's over again. So I'm in Long Island. I'm in Levittown, South Shore of Long Island. And Charlie, just for the record, it was 9,800.4 miles, this guy. And his call sign was VK2HOT, hot. So that'd be a funny-looking card. He wants $2 for QSLs to the U.S., and I think he'll get it. So I've only paid once before, and that was for the Japan card. It was $3. So it was well worth it. The guy sent me a whole packet full of stuff, maps, photos, everything was in there. So it was some confirmation. He sent me a personal written letter, everything. It was very nice. And my furthest contact is Indonesia. It was 10,800 miles. So that's been my furthest, but, you know, unless they're working your lung path. But there's no way to really prove that, so I don't know. KB2TIA. That's got already who I'm talking to. John, back to you, John.
That's okay. I'm just listening. You just break up. You can continue on. I'll just sort of stand by and listen.
Yes, I have it. Then I'll pass it over to Rocky because he's probably getting ready to leave. I guess the only people that can confirm long path are guys with a beam because they can point it in the direction of long path. And if the guy comes in really strong, I guess that's the way they're doing it rather than, you know, getting him off the back of the beam. I'm not sure. I wouldn't have a clue. But that's the only thing I can think of. I don't know how else to confirm long path. KD2BOR and 1LU.
Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, I am going to be getting ready to go in the mobile. I just want to say good morning to Steve and Jim, and I'm going to get ready for the mobile. KD2BOR.
Good morning, Rocky.
BOR, good morning, Rock, and good morning, John, into RCP. John, I think we spoke briefly one time before. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt anybody's cue, so I will be on his side. I was going to go to bed about, I don't know, about 45 minutes ago when Joe got me to take one quick pass around 40, and that's what I worked Ian again. And then I jumped down at 17 because 17 is hopping. And then Steve sent me a text about this guy, this Australian. So I jumped up back to 40, to 20, but I was never tuned up for 20. So when Steve gave him a heads up I was out there, I went to call him, and my SWR was through the roof, so I had to drop it. And he was taking one more call, so he said he couldn't hear me. That's because I was in mid-call when I realized I was blowing up my radio. So anyway, good morning to everybody there, and I guess I'll throw it over to Charlie, N1LU, K2MIJ.
Hey guys, give me a minute. I got to try to get some gas this morning. N1LU, I'll be back. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, okay. See, I forgot to... Yeah, how you doing there, Jim? This is John here, West Orange. Yeah, we spoke once or twice. Got some calls I am. Oh. Okay. MIJ.
Okay, John, I don't know if you passed it over to me. You got a little noisy at the end there, so I'm not sure if you passed it over. Good morning, and like I say, good morning to Rocky. And I guess I'll, I think Rocky's headed for the car, so I'll pass it over to Steve, and let Steve take a turn. KB2TIA, K2MIJ.
Yeah, that was DXCC entity number 111. So I'm chugging away here, just over a year since I started with the HF. So when was it? March, the end of March, I think, last year, I started with HF. So not too bad. You know, wish I had a lot more time for it, but I do what I can. Charlie, if you're listening, had a very nice visit to Jim Shack. You'd be amazed. I told Jim, I said, he's like a modern-day Da Vinci. He just comes up with all kinds of inventions. It's truly amazing. I had a good visit there, Jim, but thank you.
Hey, not a problem, man. I was glad to have you. That was fun. Even though you tried breaking my my analyzer, but and stealing my back scratcher.
Yeah, don't take me to a China shop, that's for sure. I'm the bull in the China shop.
Nah, that was fun. I'm glad you stopped by. Charlie, I don't know if you're listening, but I had to get somebody here. I told Steve he's now my corroboration to prove that there's no hidden amplifier or anything here. And everything is done QRP. So Anyway, I don't know how much longer I'm going to stick in there, and I guess I'll pass it over to John, because I think Rocky is headed for the car. I'm not sure if he's in the car yet. I'll pass it over to John, and then I guess John can see if Rocky is there. So N2RCP to take it, K2MIJ.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm still fooling around with this computer here. Spent the whole day formatting it, fragging it. Yeah, it was a 28 gigabyte hard drive. It was all fooled up. Now I got 27 gigabytes free. I'm and only 1.67 gigabytes used. Running like a charm. It's an old dinosaur. Rocky, you still out there? Go ahead, pick it up, Rocky. I guess Rocky's not back out there yet. Okay, back to you, Jim.
Hey, Jim? Yeah, go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I was in the middle of getting gas. Did you say you don't only run QRP? Did you say you have a hidden amplifier?
No, that's what I was saying. I was saying that I was glad to have Steve come over here today so he can corroborate that I don't have a hidden amplifier. I had to get somebody here because I was saying, I was beginning to think everybody think this guy's full of you-know-what.
Yeah, okay. What radio are you on now?
This is the Waxon. This is the HT.
With the ground plane or just the rubber duck? I guess the ground plane, right?
Yeah, it's the ground plane. You know what? I had a long QSO with Joe, and I can hear this battery eliminator squealing. So if there's any problem with the signal, it's probably the battery eliminator.
Yeah, I wouldn't rip out the repeater either. It seems to have issues, maybe when it gets hot, I don't know. No, but the audio's real nice on that Waxon. You mentioned Joe, you're talking about NY2EE, I believe. How do you hear him on 20? He's probably close to the same distance, maybe a little bit farther than you and I are.
Yeah, all right, tonight was a no-go. I tried calling him after I got through working Ian. He was in the queue waiting, and after Ian finished with me, he pulled the plug. So Joe was still on the frequency, and we tried. I had zero copy, and he heard nothing from me. The only way he knew I was there, and he listened to the whole thing, was he heard Ian say my call about 10 times in the queue. So. That's how he knew it was me.
Yeah, okay, very good. And you said Ian you talked to on 40 this morning?
No, that was on 20. That was on 14.160. And let me tell you something. He was louder than he was in our first QSO. And he was the one that asked tonight. He had asked me to drop down to 1 watt. And then he asked me to drop down to the half a watt. And the last time he gave me a 5.7 with the 500 milliwatts. Tonight I was 5.5 peaking 5.6 with the 500 milliwatts. So it was like I couldn't believe it. It's lightning striking twice in the same place. I never thought that would happen. I honestly thought that would be a once in a lifetime deal. But now within 2 weeks we've done it twice, and I got this one all on tape also.
Did you ever send him a copy of that recording?
No, but I told him about it tonight. I told him to check out my YouTube page. That it is on my YouTube page. He said he was going to. What I'll probably do is I'll drop him an email. That's another one I haven't sent a card to. He's got a manager here in the States, so I don't know why. I'm not all thrilled about cards anymore. You know, I do everything electronically. It's so much easier. But for this guy, I mean, he's got a manager in the States. I don't know why. I should probably drop him a card. I guess I will. And I'm trying to think. There was another station I just worked, also another fairly rare one, and I can't think of who it was, but he also has a manager in the States. Actually, three of them. I worked VP9HE in Bermuda, and his manager is W2AF. So there's three that I need to drop cards into the mail.
Did I ever get one from you?
Charlie, I think I sent you one, but I'm not 100% sure. When you get home today, look and see if you got one for me. If not, I will definitely drop you one.
Well, what's it look like?
You know, at this point, I don't remember whether it would be my black and white one or the newer one. It's nothing fancy. It's got a QRP cat on it. That's what I call them, my QRP cat. Yeah, I don't know which one I would have sent you if I did drop you one. So take a look when you get home. If not, I will definitely put one in the mail.
All right, do you know if I sent you one?
I don't believe so. I don't think I got one. So, I usually put, like, SDs up here. I mean, the guys I know, I kind of put in my showcase area. Steve knows where they are.
All right, I'll send you two, because I talked to you mobile and base, so I'll send you two cards. All right, let's see, Steve, over to you. Did Rocky ever answer? No, because he was in the process of getting in the car. Let's pass it over to Rocky. I'm sure he's in there by now. KD2BOR N1LU.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. I was having a little trouble for a while here. I wasn't receiving anybody, and I didn't realize that I hit the AB switch on the Huff mount when I was taking it out of the house last night. I thought the radio blew up.
Yeah, that's always a scary feeling. Well, you're in there now.
Okay, very good. I'll be monitoring. Over to you, Steve. KD2BOR.
Charlie, I didn't notice your card at Jim Shack. He has a ton of cards, though. And his card looks, if you have the other card, the OQJ card, it looks pretty much the same. He's got his letters red, and he has that cat on the card. I know you've seen it, because I remember showing you something the way he prints out the information on the card with the computer, like it's not handwritten. What was the other thing? Charlie, did you tell John about the group? If he's on Facebook, he wants to join the group?
John's not on the internet.
Okay, well, I heard him saying he was working on a computer all day, so I thought he might be on Facebook.
No, I wish he was, I wish he was on the internet, because I just made a recording I wanted to send him. Of his transmission mixed in with some of yours and mixed in with me starting the car and all sorts of stuff, but he's not on the internet.
Okay, Charlie, I don't know if you heard me before, but you got to check out Jim Shack and all his inventions. I think you would love all the homebrew stuff. I know, like, you used to make antennas with your Elmer, and I think this would bring back a lot of memories for you type stuff. Jim's really inventive. You got to see some of the stuff he has.
Yeah, I think my Elmer would like him a lot, because that's the way Bill was. W-A-2-W-E-J. The late W-A-2-W-E-J. But he was into building equipment. And he also built a lot of antennas, too, but he was always into modifying equipment and stuff. And he used to work for Western Electric. And he said that's, you know, that's the heart of the hobby is building. He taught me that no matter what you can do, even if it's just, you know, minor, like build your own antennas, build something, you know, get into the hobby and build things. That's how this hobby started. I mean, in the early years, guys had to build their own radios. There wasn't stuff available. You couldn't go to the local Radio Shack. You know, you wanted to get on the air, you had to build something. So That's why I build my own antennas. That's my forte. I can't get into the other electronics. I mean, I built you know, kits and stuff like that, but I like building antennas. Back to you, Steve.
Beyond a couple of dipoles, the only thing I ever built was a three-way antenna switcher. I had built buying the parts when Radio Shack used to sell the boxes and cabinets and everything like you could build stuff in. And I had picked up a couple of things, and that was one thing I built. That was the first thing I built. Besides that, I just made dipoles. That's about it.
All right, John, over to you. N2, RCP, N1LU.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Charlie. I guess you're probably almost designated now, right?
Yeah, I've been sitting here for a couple of minutes. I'm going to finish my coffee and then head inside, get this day over with. I only got about 4 hours of sleep. So by 10 o'clock, I'm going to start to crash. I can't wait to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's about all I got. It's about 4 hours. Yeah, I'm probably going to make another cup of coffee here. So, okay, Jolly, have a nice morning at work there. Take care. And to watch if you're going to be listening.
All right, 73, John. Yeah, guys, I'm going to take this opportunity to sign out. Steve, Jim, Rocky, take care, guys. See if I can do this. N2RCP, KB2TIA, K2MIJ, KB2BOR. There we go. Brain cells aren't dead. This is N1LU. 73, guys. Have a good day. Rocky, over to you.
Okay, Charlie. Have a great day. Maybe I'll catch you on your way home. Steve, over to you. KD2BOR.
Okay. I sense the growing trend here. I think everybody's going to be signing. So I'll sign also. I've just got so excited I hung out longer than I really intended to. But in any case, I have the kids all day tomorrow and stuff. So 73 Rocky, 73 Charlie, John, and Jim. 73 to all, and I'll try to catch you tomorrow. KB2 TIA.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna do likewise. I'm out of here. I just looked back at the Facebook page, and I had said to Joe I was going to bed just about an hour ago. So this time I'm really pulling the plug. Steve, congratulations. It was exciting. Just like knowing Joe was there to hear mine, I was excited to hear yours. Congratulations again. Charlie, you'll have to tell me. I think I wrote you an email asking you on your audio recording that you had sent me whether you did that via the radio or how you taped that, because the audio sounded so good. But anyway, don't worry about it now. Next time we talk, Rocky 73, John 73. It was good hearing you again, John. I don't envy you with the computer. It sounds like you had a whole day of work there with the computer. So, 73, guys. Rocky, we'll catch you again. You're probably in the mobile headed home. So, that's it for me. K2MIJ is going to be clear, 73 to all.
Yeah, Jim, real quick. It's just a handheld recorder. Digital handheld recorder. It's got a little slide bar on the back that you push out, and it's got a USB stick on it that I plug into the computer. I had my wife pick it up for me for Christmas. I researched it. Got it at Radio Shack. It comes in handy. It does a pretty decent job. Once you get it on the computer, it sounds a lot better than on the unit itself. But that's all it is, just a little handheld job.
Oh, all right. Tell you what, do me a favor. Send me the model number, because I don't know. I like the way that it seemed to have picked up the audio without overdriving it. Whenever I record off the iPhone, I can see the graph on the recording that my voice is three times louder than what's coming through the speaker. So I always do yell anyway, but I I sound terrible. I actually have to take it into a into cool edit and cut my portion of the audio down. I usually cut it by 6 dB because I am so loud. Yours came out nice and clear. So yeah, when you get a chance, just send me the model number. I'd like to take a look at that. Maybe I'll pick one up. It makes it so much easier for recordings. Anyway, that's it for me. Good night, all. K2MIJ is going to be clear and going to bed.
You have a pencil?
Yeah, go ahead, shoot.
Okay, it's an Olympus WS-801. Olympus WS-801. They're available at Radio Shack or Amazon. But like I said, they're about $80. They might be a little less now.
Okay, great. Olympus WS-801. Okay, got it written down. I'll be checking that out. Like I say, your recording sounded really, really solid. Both sides of the audio sounded equal, and that's what I'm kind of looking for. All right. Have a good day at work, and we'll talk to you later. N1LU, K2MIJ.
Well, good. I hope you do get one. I wish everybody would get one. That way I can see how I sound. Catch you all later. Have a good day. This is N1LU, and I'll be clear. 73, guys.
73, guys. KD2, BOR, out of the Mobile.
2LIJ, take care. Nice speaking with you. Good night, 73, and Charlie. N1LU, take care. 73, have a nice day at work. Bye.
73 to Wall, KB2TIA, we're clear.
I forgot about you, Steve. Take care. Bye-bye. 73.
73, KD2BOR out of the Mobile.
Yeah, KD2BOR, what is this, break time for you now?
KD2, BOR Mobile, monitoring.
KD2, BOR, KD2, DKO, how's it going, Rocky?
Okay, Carlos, just going back to the shop, just had my breakfast and took my pills, and it is sweltering out here.
Yeah, it's starting to feel humid inside the basement here, so, you know, it's going to be a hot one today, I can tell.
And what are you going to do? I guess last week we're complaining it's rainy, windy, and cool. And now, human nature. Now we'll complain that it's hot and humid.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be complaining if we actually had a spring. We just went from winter to summer, but spring will be back next week. Don't worry, it's going to be 73, 74 all week, so... Just these 2 days, once they're over, we'll be back to normal.
Yeah, I guess as normal as can get. All right, Carlos, I'm pulling up to the shop. I'll be inside, have a couple sips of my coffee, see if I get on the radio for a little bit, but I got some work to do, so we'll catch you from inside. KD2, DKO, KD2, BOR.
All righty, check out a couple of emails that I sent you with a couple of eBay links.
Oh, okay. I didn't even check my email this morning. I was busy doing a few things, talking on the radio a little bit, and never even got into my email. Okay, very good. KD2, BOR Mobile. KD2, DKO. KD2, BOR.
KD2, DKO here. How's it going, Rocky?
Okay, I looked at the two emails. That one you bought, you know, they can tell you it's compatible, but it looks a heck of a lot different than the one I'm looking at now, the original one that's on eBay. It's up to $31 so far, but it's got a lot of days left.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's ridiculous. I mean, for a used microphone, well, this is the new one right here. I'm talking on it, and I think it sounds good from, you know, I've actually just put the Baofeng next to it and compared. It sounds good. You know, I'm not saying that the other one is bad or not. I'm just saying, you know, I expected when I got this that the buttons would work. It wasn't really, you know, for audio quality, because I'm, you know, I'm happy with the one that came with it. I just figured that I would, you know, it'd be easier to program the frequencies directly with this microphone. But as it is, I've got a little paperweight. But you know, as long as the audio sounds good, I'm pretty happy with it. It's just that if I'm gonna be changing frequencies or whatever, I'm gonna have to do it, you know, on the radio directly or plug in the other one. But I mean, you tell me if the audio sounds good with this, right?
I got no problem with the audio, but just a shame. You know, thank God you didn't go for a ton of money. You know, you could always open up a claim. He said it was compatible. There's a lot of meaning to compatible. Compatible, does it to push the talk work and you got audio coming out of it? Yes. But you're saying the buttons don't work, so what good is it to you, you know?
Yeah, you know, I could, but I'm not gonna waste my time. I mean, you know, it was only what, $14 shipped from China, and you don't wanna start something over there. Start an international incident. Over a microphone, you know, it's not worth it. It was, you know, I just figured it might, because they said it was compatible, but, you know, you're right. Compatible to them probably meant you can go on the air with it, to push the talk works, and you'll be heard. Nothing else will work, but, you know, that's what a microphone's supposed to do, so I guess that's their interpretation of KD2DKO.
I don't even think the one we got with the radio is an original. I think that's an after the fact, too, but it works good, you know. I don't remember if that one you got with it, did that have an up and down buttons on it for the moving the frequencies?
It's one of the buttons that's right on the, it's right where all the numbers are. So it should be there, but it doesn't work. And the as you see in the original one, you know, in the auction for the original one, you could actually see that it's right on top of the microphone, the same one where the aftermarket one that you got for me, or that, you know, that came with it, is located. So I guess, you know, these are specially designed, you know, with the buttons up and down on top of the microphone. And these apparently, you know, I don't know what, it may have been more designed for a newer radio. I don't know. I just know that, you know, it is the 8-pin RJ 45 or whatever. And, you know, it plugs in, but let me compare. Let me switch this one over pretty fast here, just so you can let me know. This is, I'm about 2 inches away from the microphone here, just so you can compare audio. Okay, this is 1, 2, 3. This is the new one that I bought, and hold on, I'm going to plug the other one in. And now this is the other one. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. How does this sound?
One you got with the radio sounds a little bit more tinny. The one you just got off of eBay has a little bit more bass to it. Actually, I think the one that you just got off of eBay sounds better.
Alrighty, so, you know, the audio's good. I'm fine with it. It's just that, and I'll tell you what, maybe, I'm just guessing, that the audio on this one might be even better than the original one, you know, with the buttons. So, you know, who knows? It is a newer microphone, so if nothing else, at least, you know, the audio sounds good. And that's what a microphone's supposed to be for. I don't have a problem with it. Changing the other frequencies and whatever, I'm getting used to using it on the radio, so that's cool. As long as, you know, I'm happy with it. You're saying that the sound sounds good, so it's good. KD2DKO.
Yeah, very good. I just found this place, Radio World, had an original MC58DM. He has it for used, $80. New, supposedly, he's saying new, it sold for $140. I don't believe that.
The whole radio doesn't go for that much. Come on. I mean, you know, it's a microphone. And I'll tell you, that's not even the original one. I think the original was the 53D. That was, the 58 is what replaced it, so this actual radio came with the 53D, I think, originally.
According to Universal Radio, I went in and looked under TM261A, and it told me that it came with a 58 DM, but you could be right on the 53 also.
I'm just happy with it. I'm happy with the sound, both of them, you know. I did hear both, because I put the both in. What I should do is just record it off the, make a little MP3 file or whatever, like I did, you know, when I was recording on Echo Link, and just compare it. But, I heard both. This one actually sounds a little lower, but like you said, it does sound like it's got a little deeper bass. And the other one sounds, you know, it still sounds strong. It sounds stronger. I think the level sounded a little higher, but it did sound a little tinny. So, it's, you know, six of one, half a dozen of the other. KD2BOR, KD2DKO.
Back to you, Carlos. I got a phone call. I'm back, Carlos. KD2BOR.
Alrighty, Rocky. So, how did it go today? I think I was sandbagging while you guys were on. I just, when I start hearing a lot of people, I start getting overwhelmed, and I'm like, you know, let me just listen in.
I talked to Charlie in the beginning a little bit. Then it got a little tied up there, so, you know, I was putting some brake calipers on. That's what I got to do very shortly, finish up my Honda brake job. I just sat on the side. Even when I got in the mobile, I didn't even say too much. First, I thought my radio broke. The AB switch. I hit the AB switch when I was taking it out of the car.
And what's the B switch part? Is that for the 220?
And that's the switch, the antenna back and forth between the radios. And if I'm not mistaken, at MC53, that was the microphone without the buttons on it for that radio.
Hold on, let me check at the back of the book here. It says the MC53DM, multifunction microphone with DTMF. That's the one that that you see the auction for. I guess that was the one. The one that it came with originally was the MC45, and that's what it says on the other one, but like you said, it might be an aftermarket one. But apparently that one, you know, it, since it looks exactly like it and it's got the up and down buttons on top, maybe that was programmed for it. This one does not look like it. It lights up. It's got the buttons, but it doesn't have the up and down buttons on the top. So somebody needs to come up with an MC53DM clone that looks like it, and then maybe something like that could be, you know, maybe it could be reprogrammed. This might be just a generic microphone for Kenwood.
For the phone call, I'll be back. Carlos, I'm looking at the Universal site right now. I know what the book said, unless they got a misprint. Originally, it said this radio on there came with a newer version of the radio. They must have changed the mic, but here it says MC-58DM.
Do you think, was that for the TM-261A? Because what came out after that, the 281A?
Not sure, but this could just be an updated microphone. This might be the latest when that radio was being made. But you know, according to them, it said an MC. That's probably the upgraded mic. They probably changed it, the MC-58DM, but you don't know. It looks just like the other one.
I'm sure, you know, it probably is the updated one. As long as it's got that up and down button on top, I'm sure it would work the same way as the other one, the generic one, works. Like I said, I mean, you know, it's still, it's something that's, it's an older product, and we don't know, you know, it might work, but, I mean, I don't know, it's something used, and I can't believe the price. You know, you look at something like that on eBay, and you see the competition. Okay, yeah, now I realize, okay, it's a Chinese product, and obviously, you know, they claim it works on it, and in this particular radio, the only part that really does work is just the push-to-talk button and the microphone. But, I don't know, maybe for other radios, it works, you know, the way it's supposed to. I'm just saying that, you know, if you're telling me that the audio sounds a little better than the other one, it, you know, that part.